Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
He's so large, this is almost somebody I put in the past unit, like mammoth category, because he's so tall while also being massive.
Yeah. I guarantee you he's like mononymous, like he only has one name.
Yes.
Cher.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 42. Today, we're missing a few of our regular crew. We're missing Tommy and Shay, who I believe are both on vacation. Nick, who is actually walking past right now.
Uh-oh.
He's got to go do some voiceover work, which he dedicated to that before doing this. But today, we are filled in with Big Ev, with Big T, with Glenny, and with Eddie, because today, we are doing a draft of the best big boys. So I wanted to get some big boys to come in and help us to decide who the number one best big boy is. There's a couple rules to who is qualified as a big boy, and absolutely no skinny boys, obviously, but no big boys that were big and then later got skinny. They don't count. No Josh Peck's, like none of that shit.
What if they went back?
If they went back like Rex Ryan, then they do count. Like,
if they got smaller but are still big, and
it's like you need to kind of like you just can't violate the spirit of what a big boy is. Okay, so like, if you lose a little bit of weight, like it's whatever. But like,
there was one guy I had in mind that I think could still
be on either side.
Lost some weight, but you still could consider him a big guy.
All right. That's
how the Supreme Court defined obscenity. You know?
Exactly.
You know it when you see it.
You know.
Oh, wait, would you say someone like Chris Pratt at his peak is that a big guy or not enough?
No.
Definitely never a big boy.
Yeah.
You need to be rotund. I feel.
Oh,
like
that's what we were going for. Okay.
Yeah. A good example is John Goodman. We talked about this yesterday. John Goodman used to be like one of the legendary fats, and now he did lose weight. He's not like skinny, but he's still not peak John Goodman.
Yeah, he's no longer a big boy, which kind of disqualifies him from, or at least from our bracket purposes. Before we get into the first half, let's talk about Game Time. Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. They're a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. And they guarantee the lowest price. I use them to go to a Yankee game. I'm sure most of us have used Game Time to do at least one or another thing. I have all sorts of different events available. I did, what is it, Yankees-Reds? I went to go see for them. And I left in the eighth inning, and then the Yankees got walked off. It's pretty miserable. There's a bunch of stuff upcoming to do. I think I'm going to use them to go see Lizzo, who, if we were doing a big girl bracket, would probably be like a number one seed.
Wow. Yeah. Are you into Lizzo?
Lizzo as an artist, she's fun. She's fun to listen to.
Good music, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very,
I don't know how else to put it. It's not like I'm listening to her like, wow, this is the best lyrical artist of all time or something, but I'm like, I'm having fun anytime I'm listening to Lizzo.
Yeah, it is.
Lizzo be eating.
Yeah, exactly. There's something about it. There's no doobie eaten. Anyway, you can download the Game Time app, go to the account tab to create a login, and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right, let's do our first matchup on our, I keep saying East Side, like Eastern and Western Conference, which makes no sense in a bracket sense, but I've been saying it forever, and I'm just like, I'm starting like it now. Mm-hmm. In our Eastern side, we have the number 12 seed. And this guy is the one person on this list where I actually might argue, you might not even consider him a big boy, but it's Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, he's the round mound of rebound.
Absolutely is a big guy.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because like there's a certain level where you get too tall, and like you almost... It
skinny out, you narrow out.
That, but, So imagine if he was 6'2", how fat he'd be.
Yeah, that's he'd be humongous.
Yeah, how tall is he?
Imagine if I was 800 pounds, how fat I would be. 6'7", I think. Yeah. But these hypothetical.
Like no, that's what I'm saying. If he's saying you're too tall to be a big guy, like he's that tall and still big.
Yeah.
So like if he was a normal height, he'd be huge.
And you're right. I think he's like 6'6", right?
Yeah, because I saw him recently, like a month ago in person. I was shocked at how – I thought he was like 7 foot.
No, I think that's the thing that was like kind of impressive about him is that he was 6'6", playing power forward and getting like 50 rebounds a game. He's going up against the number 5 seed, and I'm assuming most of you people have seen this person before. I don't even know his name. He's that absolute unit that was with the Queen in that one picture.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that guy? He was just absolutely...
Wait, what? With the Queen of England?
Queen of England. Oh, you've never seen this guy?
In one pick?
No.
Absolute unit. I'm going to have to... I mean, Glennie and Eddie, have you seen this person?
Of course. Yeah. You've never seen him, Eddie?
Well,
no. No, he's a legend.
Yeah, he's winning. Fuck.
He's like an impossibly.
Oh, yeah.
Just look up the Queen absolute unit, and you'll find him.
You know, that rules, because his head is not proportionate at all.
It's not proportionate, even in the slightest. His head is...
He's got a layman's head.
He's wearing Caleb's suit.
He looks like fucking...
Let me see him again.
I think he's probably the fattest guy on the list, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Dude, he's like,
big pun.
Big British guys have the weirdest proportions.
Yeah,
they're all inflated.
Like, even like Sam Smith and like James Arthur, they have these weird bodies with a small head on top. Yeah,
he looks like Baymax. Like, he's just an odd looking fellow. But he had to be on this list, and I had to rank him at least relatively high because he is just, he's the absolute.
What do we know about him?
Eddie, what are your first thoughts on the British unit?
I'm in awe. What a guy. I mean, this guy, like, yeah, his head is just, nothing makes sense.
It looks like it could be four kids in a trench coat.
Yes.
Not two.
Almost like Harry.
But he looks like
up.
A great dude.
Yeah, like, absolutely. He's a jolly fellow.
Do we know anything about him? What's what's his title? What's his role?
I have no clue. I think he's just, like, the Queen's guy.
Have y'all seen this?
We have an ID'd him? Of him?
Wait, that's his headshot? Yeah. Holy shit, that's incredible.
President.
Oh, my God. This guy rocks. Okay, so we're going to start with you, KB.
Shit.
Charles Barkley or the unit?
Listen, I love Barkley. This guy, we have to talk about him more. He gets my vote.
That's one for the Queen, the unit.
And I was looking at Barkley just now. During his playing days, he kind of looks skinny.
Yeah. But now, we have to do it like, for the
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, but if you scrunched him into 6'2", he'd be fat.
It's true. If you like, you just made him a huge accordion.
You're completely misappropriating what I said.
No, I'm not.
Usually you during the appropriating.
All right, explain it then.
I already did.
Oh, and you're up.
You didn't. Charles Barkley would be great to switch lives with, but the unit's the much better big man.
Much better big boy. Big Ev?
Yeah, he's so large. This is almost someone I put in the past unit, like mammoth category, because he's so thin. Freakishly tall while also being massive.
Yeah. I guarantee you he's like mononymous. Like he only has one name.
Yes.
Like Cher.
You just looked up his headshot. Did it have his name under it? Slide or something?
Not that I saw.
We gotta find it. What the fuck is that guy's name? Gilbert? Is that actually his name? Or
literally just says absolute unit.
He just looks like Gilbert. Wait, is that how that meme started?
Yes.
Absolute unit.
Guy captioned the picture of this guy. Look at this guy.
Oh, that's how it started? What? This is him?
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, he's unit? Original absolute unit?
He's the guy that runs the hotel that the Queen was staying in.
Oh, I didn't know how that started.
He was a hotel tycoon?
His name is Dave. He's just Dave. David Morgan Hewitt.
Is the last name.
He has two last names, Morgan Hewitt. It's actually double what you expected.
Right.
So Owen, you're going with the unit. Big Ev, you're going with
I've got to go with the unit. Barkley to me is, he is a unit now. I just never considered him, because he was a legit very good basketball player.
Yeah.
He was in shape in his playing days.
Right.
I got to go with the Queen. Yeah, the Queen's guy.
Units.
Yeah, Big Dave.
Big Dave. Actually, like that for his name. Big Dave. Lenny?
I got to go with Sir Charles here. I don't think Big Dave has the longevity to win the whole tournament, whereas Sir Charles possibly
You've
does.
You've never listened to the show.
I mean, no one
I promise he's going to win.
He will win.
He's
yeah.
going to win.
If he wins, yeah. I feel like there's a clear winner here that we're going to discuss later.
Don't.
But I'm going to go with the Sir Charles.
Sir Charles, Eddie?
Yeah. Dude, I love Barkley. He's like my ultimate answer to like if you want to like go like a dream golf foursome or like a dream dinner. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Barkley is like always a guy who I would say I would want there. But like, I think I got to go with this guy. I'm so enamored by him.
Also, like, I'm trying to think of another British unit, and I can't.
Like, not especially not one. What'd you call him? A mammoth?
James Corden, but we don't want
Corden.
Him.
Yeah, he's not. Unit? He's too. Yeah,
he lost weight too. Yeah.
Would you consider Tyson Fury? I mean,
no, he's no. definitely too in shape. I think.
To but be. He's like he's a good cardio. You know,
I would.
He's got like the dad
and like
big dad.
And, like
body.
You guys, guys are trying to find out more about him. I don't think we want to.
No,
know.
You are right. He has skeletons in his. Oh, he has skeletons in his body, multiple.
There's no way a regular human. Yeah. Yeah, the regular skeletal system is not enough.
He just has multiple full,
it's like three bodies. It's three backbones going two down skeletons. His back. He
just, he's a like, man oh, with four universe. Spines.
That's this guy just—he eats Cadbury and just plays gin rummy with the queen. Like that's.
He doesn't even have a skeleton. Actually, he has an exoskeleton. He's like his skin is hard as a rock.
He could survive a pretty tall fall, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, the unit's going to move on. Eddie, you're going to vote first. Our next matchup, the number four seed. I would say probably the most magnanimous big fella of all time, Santa Claus.
Mm. Ooh,
Santa Claus, great big guy, big boy, I guess in this case, and he's going up against number 13 seed, a rapper whose name.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think
a rapper who he Action has Bronx. Big as part of his name, Fat Joe. Fat Joe. I fooled you a little bit, Glenny. But Fat Joe is just a guy that you want to talk about absolute units. There's a couple pictures of Fat Joe when you look them up. He is a massive man, or at least he lost a little bit of weight too. Still unit size though. So you get to vote first, Eddie. Fat Joe or Santa?
I like how Fat Joe embraces the fat in his name so much. So that's a point for him. But I guess this is where it gets a little realistic. Obviously, we got a lot of big guys on here. I've always appreciated that, like, if you're trying on a costume and you're worried if it's going to fit, like, you know, Santa, you're always in a good spot because it's just such a, you know, like he's meant for our build. And Santa is the, I guess he's the original. So I'm going to go with Santa.
One for Santa Claus. Big T, or sorry, Glenny.
I mean, I love Santa once a year, brings joy to kids around the world, but. Did Santa make lean back? No. Fat Joe did. Does Santa lean back? No. Fat Joe does. So, I mean, I got to go Fat Joe. He's a New York legend. That would be remiss to not go Fat Joe.
Fat Joe gets a vote. Big T.
I'm incensed that Fat Joe got a single vote over the man who travels, circumnavigates the world in one night, delivering gifts to all the children. He has a whole season. Absolutely not.
I feel like of all the people here, I would 100% think that you still believe in Santa Claus. Like, earnestly believes.
No, I actually got in trouble in school for telling all the kids that they were dumb as fuck for.
Oh, no. Yeah. You ruined the illusion. That's even worse. Yeah. Big Ev.
This is tough for me because going off Eddie's point, I've been Santa Claus for Halloween about 4 or 5 times, plays every time. I've got to go with Fat Joe, though. Mm-hmm. I love Fat Joe.
Big fan of Fat Joe.
He's a New York legend. And a guy, like I kind of said before, he lost some weight and is still a fat guy.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
He embraces it for sure. Oh, and Fat Joe or Santa?
Not my demographic, I don't think, but Fat Joe doesn't do much for me. I'll go with Santa.
Another for Santa.
Based off what Big T was saying. Getting all the way around the world, still being fat with that much exercise.
Yeah.
This is a sweep for Santa. It's Santa Claus.
Thank you, KB.
Bobby Bacala has Santa Claus.
Yeah, Glenny knows. They forced him to be Santa Claus.
The boss of this family told you you're going to be Santa Claus. You're Santa Claus.
Yeah. Santa Claus.
I considered adding Bobby Bacala to the bracket because he is a legendary big boy, but I was just like, I can't.
Wait, KB, I actually didn't hear anything you said. Can you say that again?
The boss of this family. Santa.
What?
What are you saying, Glenny?
Never mind, we're in mid-bracket.
All right. Next up, we have the number 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9... is another rapper who has Big in his name. It's Big Boy. Big Boy of Outkast. Big Boy needs to be on the list. He's another guy who I feel like also embraces it. He is a large fellow. Going up against, and I'm not going to be able to pronounce his last name, but the Hawaiian singer Israel. I feel like you would know his last name.
What?
Oh.
The guy who sings Over the Rainbow.
He's Over the Rainbow with the tiny ukulele.
The tiny little ukulele.
Well, actually, that was an oboe.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it just looked like a ukulele because he was so big.
But yeah,
it was a regular size guitar. But yeah, no, Israel, I think it's Kamika. I have it written down so that I wouldn't. Kamaka Wiwole. Okay, we're going to stick with that. But that guy who sang Over the Rainbow, you might remember it from 51st Dates. That was very prominent in that movie. So Big Boy versus Israel, not the country, the singer. You go first this time, KB.
I don't know enough about the Hawaiian guy.
Have you ever seen him?
You saw him? It was like the viral on the internet, like mid-2000s, I feel.
Wait, so when you say the 51st Dates thing, was he one of the cooks?
No, he wasn't one of the cooks. He was just like he was just a very large.
Did he sing extremely well, or
great
just,
singer?
Him?
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah. He's
up there.
I'm picking him.
I just can't help but think it's just a regular size guitar he's holding here.
Yeah, that's
just the most regular size guitar. So which one are you going
with? Him.
Going with him for sure. Owen.
Yeah, him. He's like a Hawaiian Andre the Giant, jolliness of Santa Claus, musical prowess of Fat Joe.
Around.
He's a hybrid. He's a composite. He's everything we need in a big man.
Yeah. Yes, true. Big man and musician. Big Ev.
So, because almost Big Boy's another guy who I think he's big, but not like as rotund as some of these other probably.
Guys. Yeah, this guy, yeah.
I'll go with ukulele guy.
Mm-hmm. Three for Israel.
I can't go against Atlanta, so I have to go with Big Boy. Also, I've never heard of that other guy ever in my life.
Yeah, Big Boy isn't really like
he's not
unit.
That big.
So this is the other guy.
Ukulele guy.
Yeah, no,
I would also consider a man.
And he looks short. Is he short?
I'm not sure. Because even I was picturing him even in like the scenes in the movie ATL.
Yeah,
he's not that big.
He's
not
big,
skinny
but
for sure.
But he's close to.
He's 5'6".
Ooh, okay.
Could get skinny.
Big Boy is 5'6".
Chubby for sure.
Big Boy's shorter than me. Wait, I'm bigger than Big Boy.
125 pounds.
Because he could be 5'6", like 200.
But this is what Google says. He could be 5'4".
Big Boy's a flyweight.
Yeah.
Big Boy.
No.
Yeah, Big Boy's tiny.
Even if he
might not even be a heavy. He might be a light heavyweight.
If
he's the right size, his name is Big Boy, and this is the best Big Boy bracket. So I'm
true.
Comfortable with him on it. Glennie, Big Boy or Israel?
I don't really have an opinion on either of these. I'm going to go with the ukulele guy because I love 51st Dates. Great movie. So I'm going with the ukulele guy on this one. But I'm assuming whoever wins is losing next year.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, man, they are going to face a juggernaut. Eddie, what would you have picked, Big Boy or Israel?
It's Israel, easy. I think like everyone loves that fact too. I mean, I feel like half the people knew. Like once you hear this song, everyone the first thing they say is like, "Oh, have you ever seen the guy who sings it?" And everyone's like, "Oh, no shit!" Mm-hmm. And like a big Hawaiian dude, like he plays. Like that's like if you go to Hawaii, like you want to be greeted by a guy like this, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's welcoming.
And he had great pipes, too. He awesome singer, for whatever that's worth.
Beautiful.
All right, next we have our 1 versus our 16. We'll do our 16 seed play-in game first. Okay, so we're going to have a bunch of these. I think the only one new to this now is you, Big Ev, right? So we do what we call a chain game. It's our version of the play-in game. We're just going to pick among these to be our 16 seed. First up, a lot of people responded with this, Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt. Legendary fictional Big Boy, Bartolo Colon, Joey Diaz, I really wanted to include him, but he was very late taken out. Big T, you wanted Pablo Sandoval. Pablo Sandoval's on this list. Artie Lang, Mikey from Recess, and then Frankie Borelli as one of our legendary. One of our legendary Big Boys.
Oh fuck! He deserves a spot on the bracket. I mean.
The legendary Big Boy, Frankie Borelli. So among those options, Eddie, you go first. I'll give them again. Jabba the Hutt, Bartolo, Joey Diaz, Pablo Sandoval, Artie Lang, Mikey from Recess.
Yeah, Jeannie Sack.
Jeannie Sack. Damn. No, she's a big girl. Girls don't count. Girls don't count in this bracket.
Put the mole on her ass.
Yeah. then
can
Frankie
we do the
Borelli.
Mole on Jeannie Sack's
just
ass?
Just the mole.
Push it 100 pounds.
Eddie.
I mean... what a fucking Chan game. There's some absolute legends in there.
Yeah.
I mean, Mikey from Recess, Ultimate Pipes, guy just rocks a white t-shirt constantly. I appreciate that out of a big guy. I love Joey Diaz. Obviously, it's my goal to smoke weed with him for the first time. That's what I'm like pushing for. So I'm partial to him, but Artie Lang ultimately is my guy. So I'm going to go with Artie Lang. He was an unbelievable sidekick on a great radio show. So I'm going with Artie Lang.
Mm-hmm. One for Artie Lang. Glennie?
I mean, as a Mets fan, I feel like I have to go with Bartolo, but Eddie knows as well. Artie's one of my like upper echelon Mount Rushmore. The one time, two times I've seen him in my life, I was absolutely starstruck, put my head down, was too scared to say a word to him. I love Artie Lang. I think he's one of the funniest people of all time. I got to go with Artie.
Artie Lang's got two. Big T.
Yeah, my pick is Pablo Sandoval. He not only played a part in the Braves winning the World Series, he got so fat that like it hindered his performance greatly. And the Red Sox were like, we're really begging you at this point to please like be a little less fat. And he simply refused.
That's awesome.
And that's a big... That's a big check for him in my book.
Didn't his belt like burst? Say,
yes, when he was sliding.
Belt burst. It didn't break. It just bursted.
Mid-swing and burst.
Oh, yeah, he was swinging.
Yeah, his mid-swing just exploded.
Didn't snap.
The panda rocks.
Yeah,
he burst and then snapped back into place.
Yeah, he helped your Braves and then fucked over the Red Sox. It's like a win-win.
Yep.
Big Ev.
I'm a big Bartolo guy, so I'm going to go Artie as well, though. Mm. Obviously, he was great on Stern. Comedian, but also Beer League's one of my favorite, like, just like jerk off funny movies. Like, it's just like a random, like, no one knows it. No, it's just on DVD, but it's fucking hysterical.
And he's like doing the church thing. He was like, you're like praising.
My favorite, he's like, they call it the pitch machine. You'll never guess why. She shoots ping pong balls out of a snatch. He's like, the name gives it away.
he's truly one of the funniest movies ever made. But if you're not from the New York, New Jersey area, it might as well be a different language to you.
It's true. That's so true.
Yeah.
You might find someone joke around. Like, imagine showing someone from Kansas Beer League. They would be like, literally, what language is this?
Have you confirmed that with anyone from Kansas?
I have not. I should check it out. Let's do a research on it.
Owen.
They're talking me up on Artie Lang. So I guess that'll go through. I was thinking Bartolo. Along the lines of,
I wanted Frankie to move on.
You wanted Frankie?
Yeah.
I wanted Fat Face Frankie as well. But Artie Lang is going to be our winner. But Artie Lang is running into an absolute buzzsaw in the one seed, who's from a similar era and a similar profession in Chris Farley.
That's the guy.
Buzz Farley.
Yeah. Okay,
so you go
we'll send Farley through.
Farley? Yeah. Owen?
What's up? What have you been asking, really?
Yeah, they're just going to move Farley on. I mean, that was.
Yeah.
It would have been disrespectful to pick anything else. Before we get to the other half of our bracket, let's hear from our other sponsor, Truebill. You know, how much money do you have right now, KB?
Like,
they told me to ask you that. It's in the copy.
I don't know.
if you could
have had Frankie Farley beat Chris Farley.
That's a big point.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that in the graphic, actually, when we post it. If you don't actually know how much money...
I don't know. I don't check on purpose.
Actually, me too. But you should with Truebill, because how can you tell if you're moving in the right direction? You need a simple all-in-one place to handle your money. That's Rocket Money, formerly Truebill. So why did Truebill change its name to Rocket Money? We'll tell you what we heard. Truebill, now backed by Rocket Companies, has grown from a bill management app into a full-on personal finance empowerment tool with budgeting, lowering bills, canceling subscriptions, and more, saving each of their members on average $700 a year. And with all that growth comes the next evolution in Truebill's story, a new name. Bottom line, Rocket Money is everything that we've loved about Truebill, but with a fresh look and feel. You start canceling your unused subscriptions and save money at rocketmoney.com/lights. That's rocketmoney.com/lights. Or download the app from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. All right, second half of our bracket. First matchup, number 11 seed from the famous, I would say probably one of the highest rated shows of all time, Big Black. Big Black is our 11 seed. Legendary Big Boy, RIP, going up against another legendary Big Boy. This is Glennie was made sure that I added this person, and rightfully so. Biggie Smalls. Two people with big in their name. Biggie Smalls versus Big Black. It's going to be a real tough one, but Eddie, you get to start. Biggie Smalls versus Big Black.
Man, it's tough because even if you're not a Robin Big Guy, which I was not, you still got to have ultimate respect for Big Black.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate respect is just a bodyguard and just an ultimate hang around guy. Because, some of these guys are like lead guys. Some of these guys are just hang around guys, like the Queen guy. And Big Black is up there, but Biggie is like, he you just can't not pick Biggie. And I could go into it more, but like it Biggie's the pick.
Mm-hmm. Glennie, this is your guy.
I echo exactly the same. Biggie's my favorite rapper of all time. He's the best, and he's a beautiful, large gentleman. So there's no reason to even discuss it. It's easily Biggie. And yeah, he just made Fat Bean cool, you know?
He did. Big T.
I'm going to go Big Black. Biggie was before my time. I have no memories of him. But Big Black was like awesome.
Mm, Big Black was awesome.
And I watched him be cool, RIP. And yeah, he's
great logo too. That like
awesome.
Yeah, he had a really cool logo.
Yep.
Big F.
Yeah, Biggie's a legit title contender. I would like to note though that Big Black had a rap group called the Chunky Boys.
Oh, I did damn. Not know that.
Oh, was shit. That I did at one point, I believe in 7th or 8th grade, had as my MySpace song. the chorus was like, come chill with a chunky boy, baby.
Oh my God, that's
so
awesome.
It's so funny, but I said, Biggie Smalls is like a goat type guy. You can't go against him.
Chunky Boys, that's awesome. Owen.
Yeah, I feel like Biggie seems iconic. For that community, the overweight community.
Yeah.
He's a trailblazer.
Yeah.
He's a Mount Rushmore Pantheon type guy in our community.
He seems like the man.
He's big. Biggie's going to win, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it's him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Biggie.
He was getting pussy, like, left and right.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he just rapped about, like, getting head as a fat dude a lot.
Yeah, that probably meant a lot to some people. Yeah. Yeah.
Putting on.
Representative.
Those Coogee sweaters look great.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did. He was a comfy fellow.
A big button-down guy for sure.
Yeah. All right, our next matchup is our number 3 seed, and I think this is another contender to win the entire thing, if you ask me. Well, obviously, because he's a 3 seed. But Butterbean, it's one of the, I would say, out of all the heavier athletes on here, he's the number one. He's the number one heavy athlete, in my opinion. He's going up against the number 14 seed. This guy is very round, and I would say that he is known for being funny and very round, but not nearly as well as like someone like Chris Farley, and that's Kevin James, who has previously won a bracket in this, you know, on the bracket. He won Best James.
How's
right?
it getting weary?
So we got Kevin James versus Butterbean. KB, you go first.
Butterbean.
Butterbean.
No more Kevin James for me.
Yeah, I think we're out on Kevin James.
Even though I don't know much about Butterbean other than like the Jackass stunt.
That's it?
Yeah.
He's an American hero, Butterbean.
What did he do? He's a boxer?
He was considered the king of the four rounders.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who Butterbean is.
Yeah, I never got into like that old school boxing shit. Yeah. Oh, then yeah, him.
Butterbean.
There's a great documentary about him on YouTube.
Yeah.
Guy's a monster. Owen.
Trust the boys, Butterbean.
Butterbean, great name too. Like all-time boxer name right there.
That's a big boy name.
Yeah, there's something about an athlete specifically in a sport where fitness and like being thin is so focused on.
Yeah.
And he just went, as his career went on, he got fatter and fatter.
His name is Butterbean.
He went from boxing to like MMA, and he actually did like decently well in all these sports.
Yeah.
I didn't right, know, though. Yeah. Wow. Like them, not, they shouldn't be, but they are. People love it. Like when Patty loads on in between fights, everybody just fucking
I forget the account's name. I'll have to look it up after. They do like a bunch of box documentaries, and they did one of him, and he was called the king of the four rounders.
Yeah.
He just knocked everybody out. And he was fought guys who were very physically fit, much taller than him, but all it took was one. He just had massive punching power.
Those, especially in fights, are always cool. Like Ruiz, when he beat, what's his name? Like
Andy Ruiz.
Yeah, yeah. Like when
you see this big sculpted guy.
Yeah.
And the fat guy just knocks him out. It's like, America, how can you not love that?
Exactly, yeah. Big T.
I think I've been the contrarian vote on every single one of these, but Kevin James could box. Butterbean could not star in King of Queens.
I think you have your right about that, actually.
That's what it comes down to.
Damn, that's a great point.
Yeah. And he could. He was a wrestler. And
I'm sure he could hold his own.
Probably could do well.
Kevin James did a movie where he did MMA, and he trained in MMA. Was it Here Comes the Boom?
Dude, he's done it all.
I'm switching my vote.
He's done it all. He was a first responder.
Kevin James.
Paul Bart Mall Cop.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're going to switch a vote over to Kevin James.
And then,
We're 2-2.
Love that. Crazy. Now we're tied.
Sandler, we're tied up.
He's always a first responder.
Yeah, that's true. Glennie.
I mean, I don't know much about Butterbean. I played with him a few times at Fight Night, but Kevin James is Doug Heffernan, King of Queens from Long Island. I would be remiss to not pick Kevin James. I love Kevin James. I love that he's in the Sandlerverse. He's obviously a pillar in the Sandlerverse. So I'm going to go with Kevin James.
Nothing is more important to Glennie than geographic location, wherever this person is.
Yeah, he's also very worried about remission.
I'm not going to pick him.
That's the number one factor in all of your votes. Is like, the closer he is to me in my universe.
Yeah.
Actually, I love that. Eddie, It's 3-2, by the way, in favor of Kevin James.
Dude, I mean, Butterbean, like, he's rough and rowdy on the outside, Tyson on the inside. And, yeah, like, I'm not like that.
Yeah, I'm switching mine again.
Back to
I'm pretty swayable, yeah.
But, I mean, Butterbean is just – I have a buddy who looks, like, identical to Butterbean, and I begged him for years to be him for Halloween. And he did it the one Halloween I was out of town, and I still haven't forgotten.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It sucks, but Butterbean's a legend. Gotta go Butterbean.
Butterbean's going to move on thanks to the double switch, the double cross.
That was a great way to describe it. Rough around the outside.
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful.
Wow. Perfect way to describe it.
Wow.
That was poetic.
An incredible description. All right. Next up, we have the 10 seed versus 7 seed. The 10, Super Bowl champion, legendary big boy. I think the most recent thing I saw him in was him being very large on Hard Knocks wearing overalls. Vince Wilfork, legendary big boy in the game. There's like bigger and rounder guys in football, but I feel like for Wilfork, he was like the most successful.
Yeah,
the
push back on that. I don't know. Gore head.
He
was huge.
He's a wide boy.
Massive human. He's just wildly successful and also very cool. He does he's like a pit boss now. Like he like runs like a barbecue place or something, right? Like in cool his sauce brand. Yeah. That's a great big boy activity.
Legitimately athletic as well.
Yes.
You ever seen him shoot a basketball? He's got a phenomenal jump shot.
Didn't he like kick against Carly Lloyd on Hard Knocks and like won?
Yeah. He's a maniac.
Did he win one in college too?
I think so, yeah. Something like that.
Probably he played for Miami in their like heyday.
But I'm about to upset you guys because I'm putting him up against another heavy football legend, not a Super Bowl champion, I don't think. The Pillsbury Throwboy, hefty lefty.
He is a Super Bowl champion.
Jared Lorenzen going up against.
Also a Super Bowl champion, though.
He was. He won at the Giants?
He was the backup for the first Giants Super Bowl.
Okay. So is a Super Bowl champion. Two Super Bowl champions. Well, actually, he beat Vince Wilfork then in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
So, woof. Yep. So Vince Wilfork versus Jared Lorenzen. The nicknames for Lorenzen were so good. Pillsbury Throwboy and hefty lefty are so good. Incredible nicknames. Eddie, Lorenzen or Wilfork?
Fuck, man. I love Wilfork. I thought this was going to be an easy one. You mentioned the Hard Knocks. When he wore those overalls, like he just like stole the heart of America. He was just a great character. But, I mean, ultimately, too, like, there is a sense where none of us are here if not for the Pillsbury Throwboy. So, he's the one that got Dave the Churning meeting. And, I mean, he was great with Big Cat and Dave in those early chicken fry videos. So, I gotta go with the Pillsbury Throwboy, Jared Lorenzen.
The absolute beast. Glennie.
I echo exactly what Eddie just said. I mean, also not to mention, off the top of my head, is he like the only fat quarterback of all time?
Like, there's husky ones, but there's never like a fat quarterback.
I can't think of a legitimate fat guy being a quarterback. Quarterback's the most important position on the field. There's a lot of fat D tackles. I'm going to go with Lorenzen, hefty lefty. There's not many fat quarterbacks, and he's the patron saint of fat quarterbacks. So it's Jared Lorenzen.
Highlights of him, too, was Kentucky, right? Like, it's incredible watching him play, especially in his heyday, which was just incredible. All right, Big T.
Yeah, being big is a job requirement for Vince Wilfork. It is a detriment to Jared Lorenzen. He succeeded in spite of that. So, obviously, it's him.
It's all right. Big Ev?
Yeah, it's got to be Lorenzen. Literally, on the College Football Show set, literally his jersey is framed like above me in the corner. I love Wilfork, too, but Glennie made some great points. Big T just made some great points. It's like also you've ever seen footage of him after his like NFL career playing in like the Arena League where he's like really fat.
Yeah,
and it's funny because he still was like mobile. He was legit a mobile quarterback as like a 300-pounder.
Still had the arm.
Guy.
It was crazy.
He's just a legend. Like like Glennie said, like you see D tackles that are fat quarterbacks. Like the patron saint of fat quarterbacks was perfect way to describe it. It's got to be Lorenzen.
Owen?
Yeah, Lorenzen. Not only was he big, but he played quarterback, scramble, mobile quarterback, slung it. Like he just did everything, even though he was a unit.
Absolutely.
Legend.
He's definitely a unit. If we were talking about that before, he's a unit for sure. KB?
Yeah.
Jared Lorenzen is going to move on. Next up, you have their final matchup on this side of the bracket. Number 2 seed. This is a real hard one. And I'm very curious how this is going to be like very difficult going once we get further into the playoffs. Number 2 seed is John Candy. John Candy, along with Chris Farley, I would say the two most legendary fat guys in film. In comedy in general, going up against our number 15 seed, the oldest person on this list and the most famous at the time for being fat because he broke a bathtub, Howard Taft. So Howard Taft versus John Candy. going to have to start with you, KB.
I want to start going after the big guys and let them try to persuade me.
Persuade you either way? Okay, so we'll start with you then, Eddie.
Easy for me. I absolutely adore John Candy. Just the ultimate, like, just a good jolly big guy. So it's pretty easily Candy, and I'm interested to see how far he goes.
Mm-hmm. I am too. That's what I'm saying, is like him versus Farley is like two, like, immovable forces heading towards each other.
I also have pretty much has been him for Halloween, just like a rotating character for the last like, five. So I owe him that.
Glenny.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen many John Candy movies. I obviously know who he is. I respect his work, but I haven't seen many Candy movies. The story of Taft getting stuck in the bathtub is a legendary fat story. So I'm going to go with Taft.
One for Taft. T?
John Candy. I mean, we're not doing turn of the 20th century guys.
But he was big by today's standard. He was like 350 maybe.
Taft. Really?
And like that, that big? To get that big at that time was hard.
And like, to be voted president as that fat.
Well, yeah, was he on some sign of like power though? Like you were rich.
But it was so hard though, still, even at that point, to gain that much weight just because of the way food worked. Like it was impossible.
Was he on some goofball shit when that happened, or was that just regular routine bath? Like was he goofing around? Like let me see if I can fit in that small tub. Or that would make
he
him
just
even
finally
funny.
Gotten to yeah. the point of fat that he broke.
Yeah. yeah. Maybe it was like progressive as he was like, in office. Like first year he fit fine. Year four he's yeah. like, oh, I don't know. All right, Big Ev.
Yeah, I got it with Candy. Also an iconic story, too, that I forget what Super Bowl it was. Montana literally pointed him out in the crowd before leading the final game-winning drive. And a big Uncle Buck guy as well. I'll go with Candy.
That's three for Candy. Owen.
I was going to vote against Candy, but the point out is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
He literally before he walked out to like they were down pointing to go lead a game-winning drive. He said, is that John Candy up there? Mm-hmm, and it actually was him.
That's incredible.
That's a big guy that can command a room. He commanded a stadium. Yeah. The quarterback leading a drive was caught by him.
Funny, what'd you say?
Yeah.
And that was like the Dwight Clark catch, right?
Was it?
I think it was before that drive, I believe.
That's incredible. I never heard that story before. KB? Been swayed in one way or the other?
I haven't seen many Candy movies either, and none of the other guys said what made him so good.
Very funny.
Glenny was right about the bathtub story, so I'm going with Taft.
You realize it's probably not easy to be voted president when you're that fat. Yeah. Whenever you're president, Taft,
especially if he was goofing off and like trying to get stuck.
It's kind of hard.
Super gradual.
Yeah.
Or each day there was less and less water until one day there was one drop and then the next day there was none.
But if he was never fat and like the White House staff was gaslighting him and thinking he was fat by replacing his tub every like few months with a slightly smaller tub until he would finally get stuck.
A toilet just for farts?
Yeah, it's literally that. All right, so John Candy's going to move on. Now we get to move into our playoff. On the other side of our bracket, Santa Claus versus the British unit. It's a tough matchup. Eddie, you go first.
Fuck, man.
He's so large. His head is so tiny.
I got to keep the British unit. I'm so infatuated by him. I'm so infatuated by him.
Oh, he's a fascinating fellow, Glenny.
And we have one photo of the British unit. We have millions of Santa. He's been to our house every year for our lives growing up. I got to go with Santa. I mean, Santa's great. I'm not voted against him round one. That was no disrespect to him. It was a fat Joe. But I'm now on the Santa train. How could you not be? It's Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. One for Santa. Big T?
I hate that it comes at the expense of the absolute unit, but I'm voting Santa until I can't vote Santa anymore.
It's two for Santa.
Santa.
Big Ev?
Yeah, this is tough because I do agree with Glenny where the British unit, but he almost has like a – I'm trying to think of like a – like a Ken Bone, like a Sanjaya effect, where he like grabs the hearts of America. Mm-hmm. But the longevity.
Those are two bad comparisons. If
Bone
you want someone
cancer
to vote
for him,
I know that's why I'm, that's why I'm going. I'm going to have to go with Santa. That's why I pose those. They're the skeletons haven't come out of his closet to his credit, but as much as I really want to vote for him, Santa Claus is just and it's weird because I voted against Santa and for him the first time, but
all right, Santa's
the guy.
Owen,
that's Santa, right? Or is that?
It's one for you, win for Santa.
Yes, yes.
Is that all four?
That's
no. It's
no. We had one.
Oh, I'm British unit. Yeah,
yeah.
Landslide.
You think British unit?
Yeah.
Right. He's nifty.
There are so many men that can play Santa. They do it every year and look just like him. Nobody could be that guy.
British unit would play Santa better than Santa.
No, no one could be that build. Like, no one could get away with saying, I'm British unit. Like everyone does with Santa every year.
And he already has white hair, too, the British unit guy. If you put, like, a beard on him, he'd literally just be Santa.
How much is what I'm saying. His proportions are not...
Just, way bigger than Santa?
They're not human. They transcend humanity. Yeah. It's
Beauregardian.
Beauregardian.
We're tied up. Gooch man, you get to decide, Santa or you, the British unit, who moves on?
Give me the big bloke.
Give me the big bloke. The unit.
Let's go.
What a good nickname.
The big bloke.
Big bloke.
That's going to be his name now on the graphic. It has to be.
Yeah.
The big bloke.
Wait, so is it the playoffs are over? We're in the playoffs now?
We're going into the playoffs now, and we're going to decide. We're going to go like one side, then the other side, and then just do the finals.
I'm starting to realize that we forgot like the most – one of the – a Pantheon fat guy. I didn't even mention it to you yesterday when you texted me today. I didn't mention it. I totally forgot.
Name him.
James Gandolfini.
But is he a big boy?
He's big.
Yeah, but he was never like.
I wouldn't call him that. Like
he carries it too well.
He does. He looks.
I agree. Like it almost looks too good. It's almost too good.
Like 1-3.
Yeah, I forgot about.
It's like calling Adam Dunn a big boy.
Yeah, like he's just like he carries it too well for him to be. I feel like considered a big big boy.
I frankly agree. But as soon as someone mentioned Jimmy Sack, I was like, holy shit, James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
But he looks too good.
He does.
He carries it way too.
It's a testament that none of us thought of him.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
Yeah.
All right, next up in what I assume is probably going to be a bloodbath as well, Chris Farley versus Israel, the tiny ukulele man. Eddie.
He deserves better. You know, he's going up against a fucking juggernaut. It's Chris Farley. Chris Farley is arguably the ultimate unit. It's going to be hard for him to get taken down, but it's got to be Farley.
Chris Farley, Glennie.
I don't have to say it. No disrespect to the Hawaiian guy.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Yeah, come on.
All right, so we're going to have on the. This is
Is there anyone left that can challenge him?
Oh, well, I forgot this is a podcast. A few of us just pointed to the right.
Okay, yeah, so we're all unanimously saying Chris Farley.
Yeah.
I think there's one or two names in my head that could challenge him.
Yeah, and right now we have our, I guess, Eastern Conference finals. Again, makes no sense for a bracket, but Chris Farley versus the big bloke. Eddie, you go first.
Dude, I fucking love this guy, man. Like, I've been thinking about him this whole fucking bracket, dude. Like, the fact that he just sits there and just hangs out with the queen is just getting so overlooked, too. You know?
It's so cool.
You're going to have to go. Like,
it's hard. No, I can't get rid of Farley. I can't do it. But I love that guy.
He's an incredible guy. Glennie.
I only see maybe one other person challenging Chris Farley. I mean, it's Chris Farley, obviously.
Chris Farley.
Farley.
This is, I think, the hardest one we've had to vote on so far. Farley. KB's just looking.
Farley has range. This guy does one thing. It's not even really doing anything.
It is. Oh, yeah. This still image is, but yeah, it tells more than.
It is. It's preposterous. Hysterical.
He said he's a mammoth.
He's a mammoth.
honestly, if Gooch had said big bloke before I voted, I would have voted.
And honestly, it's not even how fat he is. It's the tininess of his head.
Yeah.
He literally his head was
smiley.
His body, he would just be really fat.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
His head looks like he's only like 250.
Yeah. Yeah. He literally looks like Baymax.
His body says 650.
Wow.
Oh God, Eddie, you're saying?
I know. I was just saying, wow. Just looking at him.
Do we have a guess on how much he weighs?
I can't even.
Wait, the other one of him looking to the side is even better, almost without the
one that big teapot.
He does not have a side. He's a perfect. Oh,
I'd recommend that both Eddie and Glennie and anyone listening look up the one picture. It was his profile picture.
You just Google British absolute unit and scroll down a little bit. He's got like a headshot where he's
so. If you see it, did you see it, KB?
It looks like Kingpin into the Spider-Verse.
Like he must struggle getting through doors.
Yes.
His shoulders are so big. His shoulders are incredibly wide.
The fucking buttons on his suit.
I feel like
titanium.
I can't believe he buttons it. I can't believe
the fact that he's a button guy.
I feel like that must be a requirement to be around the queen or something, because otherwise there's no way you're buttoning that suit.
Why is he buttoning that shit?
You know what?
Oh man, you guys.
You got to take it away from me before I change.
The more you look at him, the more you want to.
No, it's Big F's turn.
Big F.
Oh man.
He's such a good big boy. It's so hard.
He's like perfect. But Farley's so talented.
Chris Farley's dead. He won't care. I'm changing.
Yes.
Changing.
Send him.
Oh my God.
Oh, Morgan Hewitt.
We got one switch over to the unit.
And the funniest thing too, if you did like a real estate headshot of just this,
yeah. Look like a regular dude. Yeah.
200.
Like, yeah. 30, yeah. He weighs 235.
Normal.
All right, so are you going with that Big F, Chris Farley, or the big ass unit?
Oh my God.
2-1 right now. Preposterous.
I have so much power right now. I don't like it.
It's hard. It's a real hard one.
Big bloke.
I mean, I'll go. Chris Farley is like probably the funniest person ever. I mean, the Letterman intro. It's the British unit in a bloodbath.
In a bloodbath.
Not close at all. Not close at all.
Yeah, dude.
For just integrity of like who I think he's gonna go up against, I'll go Farley.
All right, Farley, the unit.
Oh, but kill yeah, come on,
Gooch man, Farley versus the unit.
I love the Chippendale sketch.
The Chippendale sketch was cute.
Yeah, no, that's true.
but have you seen the British unit?
He's so fucking big.
His neck is so little.
It's so small.
The queen is so small. I gotta go with the bloke.
The bloke.
Unit. Our big bloke is moving into the finals.
What a win.
All the skitties voted out Farley there. Just so you
what
know.
A win. Yes.
Oh. all right, we gotta do the other side of our bracket. First up, we got Butterbean versus Biggie Smalls. Oh, Eddie.
Oh no!
I'm going Butterbean. I'm sticking with Butterbean.
Sticking with Butterbean, the American hero, Glennie Balls.
I'm going Biggie Easy here. I think he's now the man to beat now that Farley is out. So I'm going Biggie.
Biggie Smalls, Big T.
I'm voting for Butterbean, but it's a protest vote. I'm voting as if he was Kevin James. So I'm just voting in the winner of the one I thought I wanted to win. Who lost?
Who okay. For Butterbean, Big F.
These are my two personal favorites on the board. Biggie's the one I've had in mind that was going to challenge Farley. I'm going with Biggie.
Two for Biggie. Owen.
I'll go Kevin James as well.
three for Butterbean, KB.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys were talking about how good of a boxer he is, I enjoyed that. I'm Butterbean, yeah.
Butterbean's going to move in. Next up, we have John Candy versus Jared Lorenzen. Oh, this is a real tough one. Eddie.
Yeah, I love Jared Lorenzen to give him my respect in the first round, but I got to go with John Candy. KB, you said we didn't sell him too well, but I mean, Planes, Trains, Automobiles, Home Alone. Uncle Buck, you name it. Like he's just
Uncle Buck. I've seen
prototypical feel good guy. So John Candy's a goat.
Mm-hmm. Very so charismatic, it's crazy. Like immediately you see his face, it makes you happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Canadian.
Yeah. Is he really? I didn't know that. I know him and John Hughes are like best friends. That's why he did Home Alone for like $10. Glennie.
Frankly, I know Chris Farley wouldn't be there without John Candy, but Chris Farley's out. Now I'm salty. I'm going with the Hefty Lefty.
The Hefty Lefty getting a vote. 1-1. Big T.
I love the name Pillsbury Throwboy. It's electric. Fuck it. Throwboy.
Throwboy gets two. Big Ev.
We talked about there's other great fat actors. There's one great fat quarterback. Yep. It's Jared Lorenzen.
One of a kind. Owen.
Yeah. What Big Ev said. The fat quarterback thing is just, that's you one of one.
Yep.
So him.
So now we're going to have Jared Lorenzen versus another big boy athlete in Butterbean. Eddie. Lorenzen or Butterbean?
It's tough because now you put me in an athlete versus athlete category and it's objectively, well, I don't know, dude. Boxing's tiring as hell, you know? But I don't you don't see it. So I'm going to go with the Hefty Lefty then.
One for the Hefty Lefty. Glennie.
Lorenzen.
Two for Lorenzen.
Three.
3 for Lorenzen versus Butterbean, the American hero.
This is like tearing at my heartstrings. I'll go Butterbean just to give him a chance.
One for Butterbean.
I'll let Owens decide because I want Butterbean too because I respect the knockout more.
I got to go Lorenzen though. It's one of one. There's other big common man fighters. Like, oh, how's he doing that? There's Tyson Fury. I think he's got lumpy potato-like belly. I mean, yeah.
All right, so KB, you would have went with Butterbean as well.
Yeah, barely though.
Yeah, so Lorenzen beats him out by a vote. No, I got,
okay. Before we vote on this, the pictures of the absolute units, one of those things where you see a new thing every time. Before we vote, I need everybody to look at the look on Queen Elizabeth's face as she's shaking his hand. It's hysterical.
Unit 100.
Which one? Shaking his hand?
Oh my God.
I have Googled Queen Elizabeth absolute unit, and if you scroll down a little bit, there's a picture where she's shaking his hand, and the look on her face is, what is this man?
Yo, look at this one. It's like a fucking rap cover.
He looks like he knows he's feeling pity. No, he's sad.
Look at this one with him and his squad. It's just like entire crew just hanging out.
This guy rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck, he's so cool. She is so confused looking at him. Proportions make no sense.
The width of this picture, it's him and a dude on either side of him. He is 60% of the width of the three.
It's incredible looking at. All right, well, Eddie, the unit versus Lorenzen.
I mean, much respect to both, but there's no chance in hell I could get rid of the unit at this stage. There's no way. There's just no way.
He's incredible, Glennie.
I know we started this with me saying there's no way he wins, but now he's in the finals. His pure magnetism is swearing to me. I got to go with the unit.
Remember he said that? He's like, there's no way this guy wins. Like, you have not paid enough attention to these.
He's
going to
win.
I got to go with the unit.
The unit, 2 votes.
I think he's going 6-0.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't see how you vote.
Dude, Lorenzen would have to move like Michael Vick to fucking get that win.
You need like a 4-2, 40 to win this. Big Ev.
It's the Cinderella story of a lifetime. It's if UMBC won the championship.
Well, I think he would be like, 40. Yeah, of course I won.
We're going to we have to find a way to show him that he won this, by the way. But Owen?
Yes.
The unit.
He's a god.
Yes. Oh, man, he's going to be in the lore forever.
We're going to have
If we don't have a content series like the search for the absolute unit, like, what are we doing?
We will find him.
Yes, no, we need to get, like, Patty to go stay in his hotel in London or whatever and, like, feast with the big unit. Like, it would be incredible.
Oh, my God.
There's the series. All right, the winner of episode 42.
He came in this office.
Dude, the elevator couldn't take him up.
I don't know what I'd do if I saw him in real life.
I have no. I would just be in pure awe. I would be the queen in that picture. I'd just be like, what am I looking at? The winner of episode 42, Best Big Boys, is the big British bloke. What was his name? David Morgan Hewitt?
Yep.
David Morgan Hewitt is our winner. We're going to have to tag him or something, find out a way to get him to know he's the number one big boy. This picture fit is so fucking. The picture of his head is like a professional headshot is so funny. He's so wide. And that angle is like makes him 10 times wider too.
I found the Brits bantering about him on Reddit a couple years ago. Uh-huh. Man's going to defend the queen the whole life only to assassinate her with a button off her suit jacket to the head.
To wear suits all the time too is admirable.
Dude, he's wearing like a
double-breasted
shirt. I can attest. I hate wearing suits.
It's terrible.
I actually think suits for big guys are better. Grant, if you don't have to wear one like that, that's like buttoned.
Yeah.
Like a good suit is slimming.
Yes, that's true. If especially non-buttoned, the second you button it, it's over. But like once you leave it open, definitely feels great. Thank you so much, Eddie, for joining us. Glennie, for joining us from the shore. I'm sure as Jeff at DJ's as we speak.
He just got back from the beach.
Okay. All right. Close enough. Big T, Big F, thanks for joining. We'll be back first week of September. What are we going to do? Best sauces? Because we've been waiting for Steve and Che.
Oh, no.
Che has told us we're going to do best sauces this week, but he couldn't make it to this episode. He told us he has an incredibly spicy take on sauces. And if he thinks it's a spicy take, it's going to be the most regular thing on earth.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell me. I was like, oh, can you just tell me?
Grand reveal.
It's going to be two weeks. He's like, no.
He's going to want to do fucking best sauce since we pitched this show last
time. No way. Are you serious?
That motherfucker, the first thing he sent me is best sauces. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll table that one.
He's been waiting on this.
Oh, I'm going to hate this so much.
This is going to be so
funny.
It's
going to be the worst thing ever.
All right, and you know, honestly, I don't even think I'm going to use any sauces that I want. I'm just going to use his entire list.
Yeah, just do it the Che sauce brand.
Wait, we should let him do a solo pod 4 hours.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
To make a sauce man.
All right, we'll be back next week. Thanks to you guys. Remember to subscribe, buy a shirt, all that fun stuff. All right, see you guys later. Thanks again, guys.